Reclaim the streets for horns, bikes, and feet. That was the theme for the 7th annual Honk Festival in Davis Square, Somerville, on October 6th and 7th. The Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society Brass Band performed a piece at the opening ceremony called Why We Honk.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is honk? And when do we honk?
Honk, honk!
Why do we honk? And how do we honk? When do we honk?
Honk, honk!
Geese honk because they're geese.
The more time alone a single goose spends, the more she needs honking to meet up with friends.
Sunshine or storms, no matter what weather, geese honk in groups so they can stick together.
United in flight with their great honking song, geese fly together and together they're strong.
Because they're cars. Cars create traffic, and here's what they say. Honk, honk, I'm coming, get out of my way.
Where dangers lurk and threaten harm, we lean on our horns and sound the alarm.
Some cars are minis and some SUVs. They all honk their horns to say, watch out for me. Trumpets honk because they're trumpets. Trumpets consider it their duty to transform noise into pure beauty.
When trumpets play in groups, as you can see, honking together makes harmony.
Trumpets make fierce, thrilling, glorious sounds, and life is more exciting when the trumpets are around. Honk because we're human.
In times of feeling afraid and alone, we face the dark clouds with our brother trombone.
Now we honk together, we're glad we've met. We resist silence with our sister clarinet.
When the media lulls us with its relentless hum, we wake up the world with our brother drum.
When the world is in trouble, stupidity full blown, we sound the alarm with our sister saxophone. And pleasure's at hand. We honk and we honk with our fellow street bands.
Ken Field, one of the organizers of this event and member of the Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society Brass Band, was asked if Honk seems to be growing with each passing year.
Yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger. This year we have 35 bands, we have 650 musicians. It's like, some mathematical percentage bigger than we had last year. I think it's about 50% bigger. It's really amazing.
So it's like Mardi Gras in Davis Square.
It's a lot. I've been to Mardi Gras. It's a lot like Mardi Gras. It's really unbelievable. Yeah, yeah. You're here. You know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for those of people who are not here and listening on the radio right now, what can you tell them?
Well, there's bands are gathering here in Davis Square in Seven Hills Park, and they're getting here from wherever they were staying by marching here. So there's converging parades. Each band is marching here. Sometimes two or three bands are all playing at the same time. It's very Copeland-esque, you know. It's really crazy.
Cacophony and joyous merriment.
I couldn't have said it better. Okay.
Ken Fields from WMBR, and this is Chuck from WMBR. You're listening to coverage of the Honk Festival, 7th Annual Honk Festival, Mardi Gras here in Davis Square.
Next on the open ceremony was roll call.
From Boston is Afro Brazil here. They're from Brazil. They're not up yet. How about from Burlington, Brass Balagan? From Vancouver, British Columbia, the Carnival Band. Maybe they're here. Oh, yeah. And from Boulder, Colorado, Gora Gora Orchestra. From Rome, Italy, the Pink Puffers Brass Band from Rome.
The roll call went through all 35 bands participating in Honk. We're giving you an abridged version here.
From New York City, Rude Mechanical Orchestra. I thought I heard them. From Somerville, Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society Brass Band. From Atlanta, Seed and Feed Marching Abominable. From Brooklyn, New York, Veveritze. Yay. And then our friends, finally, from New Orleans, the Young Fellas Brass Band. Might be here, might not. So this must be the largest conglomeration of musicians in Seven Hills Park in history. And now... yes, brief announcement.
The group from Montreal, the Chaotic Insurrection Ensemble, they're looking for their bass drum player, as you may have heard the young lady yelling before, to meet over here with her. The Chaotic Insurrection Ensemble from Montreal, missing your bass drum player, please report to duty.
After roll call, Rebecca Gwertz, Somerville City Alderman representing the Davis Square area, welcomed everyone and gave the first official honk.
Okay, hello. How are we doing today? I didn't hear the loud horns. How are we doing today? Well, I do have to say this is my absolute most favorite thing to do over the whole year. You would not believe that I like this better than going to alderman meetings, for one. But I do. So I just want to welcome you all so much to Davis Square. Thank you for coming. Thank you for having this glorious, cheerful, happy festival in our square and lighting up our square. I want to thank the organizers so much for making this such a special event. And I am ready now. I'm ready now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first honk. Drum roll, please.
And with that, the bands dispersed to 7 different locations around Davis Square and provided continuous music for the next 9 hours. I asked a couple of residents who live nearby.
So what do you think of this invasion of your neighborhood every year?
It's the best use of Davis Square ever. This is the funnest place to be today. The bands are incredible. The music is incredible. I love to move. I love to be energized by this whole scene. It's fantastic.
Thank you. And you? You live just a couple blocks away from here.
Yes, and it's wonderful. It's not an invasion. We welcome it. We are hosting some of the folks, and it's a blast. Everybody's smiling, and it's really crowded, and nobody's complaining about it. Everybody's having a good time.
Brass Liberation Orchestra from the San Francisco Bay Area performing at Honk. Diane, an attendee, had this to say after seeing their set.
They were incredible. They were really good. They were really fun. Great songs, great arrangements, great outfits.
Well, we can't see the outfits on the radio.
That doesn't mean they weren't great. I took a lot of pictures.
What's it like to be out here?
It's incredibly crowded, and that's absolutely wonderful. I think the organizers did an amazing job. I think it's a great thing to give money to because they're feeding the musicians, as we know. And all the bands are incredible amounts of fun.
Dave Goodman, another WMBR producer, was also there. He interviewed Gloria Hayes from the Forward Marching Band of Madison, Wisconsin.
Because our state motto is forward, and you may know a little bit about our politics. We are a street band, an activist band, and the new Wisconsin state motto is backwards, but we aim to change that.
So was the band very much involved at the State House in Madison and during that almost a year-long protest?
Our band was born out of the movement. Yes, absolutely. We met together on the square and started playing together back in February of last year during the bitter cold winter months, and we've been together ever since.
What was the most amazing experience during that time period for you?
Oh my gosh. Well, the most amazing thing to me was that there were so many people and that it was underestimated how many people were there. The energy of the people was amazing, and it still goes on today. To me, I think that's the most amazing part, is that we've created a new family amongst those of us that care about our state.
And I don't remember if I asked your name.
I'm Gloria. My name is Gloria Hayes, from Wisconsin, born and raised.
Well,
The Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society Marching Band performed one of their sets in Davis Square Plaza. Some rain passed through at the time, briefly but heavily. The energy was so high that nobody seemed to mind. The bands played right on through it, and people continued to dance in the rain. Luckily, it did stop after about 20 minutes. The band was situated between two brick walls, making for some excellent natural reverb. Shauna Lynn, a tuba player with the band, was also acting conductor. I asked her about the sound in the plaza.
This is one of our favorite venues for the festival. So, yeah, they weren't built for music, but they're good for music.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I just kind of really love Honk Banks. I'm really into, you know, people using activism through different traditional means, in this case being music, thank you. And I also really love Somerville, so the combination of the two works perfectly.
Excellent, so you decide to volunteer and help out raising money to the bands.
Yeah.
So this money goes to the bands?
Money goes to Honk to organize this.
So you live in Somerville?
Yes, I do.
Thank you for being out here.
Yeah, no problem.
Mervette, one of the many volunteers who helped make Honk happen. The next day was the parade from Davis Square to Harvard Square, where Honk continued in that area through the day on Sunday. Here's a little montage of parade sounds as Honk migrated from Somerville to Cambridge.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen of Honk Wonderment.
Wonderment indeed.
Well, Charles, how nice to see you today on this glorious Honk Parade.
Indeed it is, and you're enjoying marching in it, I take it.
I am.
Well, then play on.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, too. Liberation Orchestra kicking ass here in the streets. How does it feel to be marching through the streets of Somerville?
It feels really great. People are great, and we're getting some great vibes out here.
You're creating great vibes.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Good. Thanks.
Get this for Bradley. Don't forget, everybody, come out on Wednesday, 4 to 5,
Bradley
Davis
Manning.
Square, Free Bradley Manning. Thank you.
Keeping the spirit of Occupy alive, huh?
That's right.
Okay.
We have actually members marching with several groups, too, because we've worked with Vidi Unita and a number of the other groups. So
since the Dewey Square in Kevin is dissolved, you guys have still been trying to keep the
Most of the work of Occupy happens in working groups now. For example, the Citizens United working group, the housing working group.
Well, Citizens United, you want to overturn that, sure.
You betcha.
Okay, well, thank you for marching today. Your name is?
You're welcome.
You know who you are?
Deborah Sorotkin-Butler.
Okay, Deborah, I'm Chuck with WMBR. Thanks a lot.
this is Colombia Vive. We're a human rights organization that works from Boston to try to uphold human rights in Colombia.
Okay, well, thank you for being out here. Good luck.
Thank you.
Reclaiming the streets for horns, bikes, and feet. This year's Honk Festival was a total success and great fun for all who attended. I'll leave you with another local favorite, Emperor Norton's Stationary Marching Band. Thanks to Dave Goodman for contributing to this piece. And reporting from the reclaimed streets, I am Chuck Urizena for the Boston Community Radio Project. Thank you.